Hello and welcome to our podcast. We're here at Rick's Martini Bar with Rick Farmelo, Amanda Raymond, and myself, Jerry McCarty. And this podcast is available at themccartymetro.com, www.mccartymetro.com.
For $6.99.
It's free.
Oh, it's free. I didn't
totally
free. That.
Okay, I didn't. I'm trying to give him some money. So this is our Oscar broadcast, and I'm enjoying a nice martini, and Rick had one.
Yeah.
Maybe one. Maybe
I've had one.
You've had one. Okay.
Yeah.
And Amanda's had you anything?
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Oh,
I did it last night. So.
Okay.
She's so much for fun when she drinks, but that's all right.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to be talking about the Oscars. The Oscars are coming up on March the 7th.
7th?
We.
Yeah, we. And so let's talk about the, I think this is the most predictable Oscars I've ever seen in my life. We're going to talk about best actors, actress, supporting actor, actress, best picture, director, and animated feature. And so, and I think there's like one race of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, best actor,
my
Jeff
prediction,
Bridges.
Yeah, would it be Jeff Bridges?
I think it's a lock. And we were talking about Up in the Air before, which I thought Clooney was great in.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But he pretty much played George Clooney.
If he, you know, honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that Jeff Bridges was so great, I think Clooney would have a great shot at winning. Meaning I do.
And I think
he was great.
I think Jeff Bridges. You would think that he was like had experience, and he actually, as far as I know, has never been in like a recovering alcoholic or anything.
Wow.
Like that. He just knows a whole lot
from
of
that family
of people.
Yeah, you know, that's surprising.
He's been married to the same woman for a long time.
That's
I think
great.
He's pretty stable.
That's
and,
good. That's
but
good
I'm sure he knows a lot of people that were like that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay, my next two locks are best supporting actor, Christoph from
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's Well, first of all, he's won every award so far anyway.
Right.
So that's a pretty good... It's a pretty good indication of how the Oscars are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he was awesome.
Is Frank too loud over there?
And he was awesome.
I'll just with my hand.
Yeah, we had turned Frank. He gets, you know, Frank tries to take over. Who wanted Best Supporting Actor by
53.
He heard us talking about Supporting Actor, and he had to get in there. So
for
Here to Eternity.
My Joe.
So anyway, so Christoph is a lock, right?
Yeah, he is.
And Best Supporting Actress is a lock. Monique for Precious.
Well,
she's like won everything.
All right, then if you think that, then that's probably true. I haven't seen Precious yet.
There's the long tradition of... Actually, she may be the heaviest Oscar winner.
The heaviest favorite? Would you say the heaviest favorite?
I mean...
She's the heaviest favorite.
It'll be up between her and... I think she's bigger than Jennifer Hudson, would you say?
Yes.
And Hattie McDaniel, that would be the only... That she could
buy. Well, Hattie McDaniel wore big dresses, too. Yeah. So.
But, and Hattie McDaniel actually was a comedian, right? I think I read that.
Not that I know of.
I think she was a comedian, and when they honored her for Gone with the Wind.
Urban legend.
No. I actually think she was a comedian.
She was in Vaudeville, if I remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
she
was
a comedian.
Okay. Right.
And when they wanted her for Gone with the Wind, everybody thought that it was, she wouldn't do a good job because she was a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Like Monique.
I didn't know that.
So, anyway, Monique's lock.
Okay.
And by the way, too, Monique is like, that will be the last Oscar she wins.
Probably.
Her next
just
movie,
guessing, but...
I looked at IMDb, her next movie coming out is about some fraternity dancing thing that's coming
out. I think her and Cuba Gooding Jr. are going to be in the future, though. I can see it. Whether it's the collector show in the same booth, or whatever.
Okay, so anyway, those are three locks. Okay, now we go to Best Director, which I think is a lock, but Hurt Locker's been getting a lot of buzz.
I just, I hope you're right. I know where you're going with this, and I hope you're right.
Go ahead, who I think's going to win?
I think you're thinking it's, what's her name?
Quentin Tarantino, I think.
Well, I hope you're right, because I think that's the best movie of the year, but people are split on him.
Really?
The Academy, older Academy members, I got to tell you, the Academy is skewed very old. When I go to events, it skews very old, and I think the older members aren't that hip on him. They don't.
By the way, I should have prefaced this. Rick's been in the Academy. How many years have you been in the Academy?
Too long.
Go.
Since 1992.
Since 1992. So he knows a lot of what he speaks, and he votes. So anyway, so that's... good thing. I really think Quentin Tarantino is different than all the other ones, and you know, I thought James Cameron had a shot. I really don't think he has a shot because he's won before.
Yeah, yeah. It isn't like he's due or anything,
right?
Yeah.
So I don't think he's.
And I think story wise, I don't think people are in love with the story of Avatar. I think that people did love the story of Titanic. Okay.
Right.
I think that story works better as a story than this story does.
Mm-hmm.
So he deserved it for Titanic, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I will be pulling for Quentin Tarantino.
Me too.
In fact, it looks like Rick and Amanda will be at the Oscars. I probably won't, but there's an off chance that
you never know.
So
never
we'll
know.
See. So, but anyway, right. Rick and Amanda will definitely be there, and they will be in the bar. Pulling for Quentin Tarantino.
Absolutely.
And he likely will be in the
bar. I'll probably be buying him a drink, because that's usually what happens.
We saw Quentin Tarantino at the a thing at the Egyptian Theater for the Nutty Professor.
That's right.
So there tells you his taste in
is right
movie.
Right up there with mine. So we see. Seriously, if I were to sit down with Quentin Tarantino, we could talk for like 4 hours.
You would have so much in common.
I know we do already. We totally do already. Our point of references are about the same. So we could talk for hours about movies. And he's probably the only guy that I could actually reference. He references the weirdest obscure universal horror films, just stuff that he shouldn't even know, and it's like, okay, I could sit with this guy and talk for hours about stuff.
But I what I like about him is that when he does a movie, he stays true to the period, but then he stays true to himself, and he goes off on some weird thing.
Right.
He always does really good dialogue. I mean, that movie is so well written.
And it's always, there's always surprises in it.
Yep.
It's never predictable. You never know where it's going. He takes a genre and like turns it upside down. It's like, I'm gonna make a war movie, but I'm gonna make a war movie like no other war movie. He does stuff like that. He'll take a genre and like screw with it. So that's what I like about him, because he knows his stuff. You know, he knows his history. So,
right. Okay, now best actress. I would have said that was a lock, but I thought Meryl Streep would. Again, get mad because I thought the competition, like Amanda said earlier, is pretty weak this year. But I would say that in the last couple months, I mean, Sandra Bullock is certainly getting a lot of
sadly,
which is amazing that she would get that for a for that role. Who else we got there? We got.
I give Jennifer Tilly an Oscar.
She's getting an honorary Oscar. I didn't want to blow it. It'll be next year, but we don't want to like.
Yeah, but and then it was a Carey Mulligan for An Education.
She was amazing.
She was great. I think the problem is she's a little young. It's her first movie, her first nomination, and I don't think she carried the movie. Like, wow, if it wasn't for her, the movie wouldn't have, you know, been as good. She was great in it, you know, but I don't think she carried it. So,
and then Helen Mirren has the honorary Helen Mirren spot on
ballot. She's amazing. Yeah.
And then the chick from Precious, who's not going to win. I think it's, so who do you think is between? I thought Meryl Streep would, because I thought the competition was so weak, I figured Meryl Streep would
win. I don't know. I don't have a real feeling about that.
It's a little open.
I don't think there's a real favorite. I mean, she's won so many times. I still haven't seen Julie.
It's awesome. It was a good little movie, and she did a really good job
being Julia Childs.
I mean, she can. She does. There's, you know, she does a great job doing whatever they asked her. So
yeah.
I couldn't argue if it went to her.
Yeah, that's fine.
So we have two more to talk about. Best Picture. An animated feature, and since Rick is in animation and Amanda's in animation, we will save animated feature for last.
Okay. All right.
So, best picture.
My choice is Inglourious Basterds.
Mine too.
As is mine.
But as Arnold Schwarzenegger announced with the last, at SAG Awards, Avatar! It was Avatar.
Yeah.
Was
but you know what? Was it the SAG Awards that won, or was it? I think it's the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
Yeah, I doubt it would have won the SAG, but.
Best Ensemble.
Yeah.
So, But anyway, but it is a, I mean, I would have told, I,
best you know, movie, the Golden best movie for from a duo or a group, is Avatar.
But more important than the best picture is the, so who else, if it's not Avatar? Not
well,
Inglourious Basterds.
I think Hurt Locker's got a great shot.
Hurt Locker, I thought was a great movie, but I don't think
I'm it's really surprised District 9 is there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I mean,
what
they
am
have
I
to
saying?
Fill 10
what
slots.
Am I saying? There's 10 slots, and so I'm not surprised about anything, frankly.
I mean, the one that I am like, I cannot believe even made it in the whole thing.
Blindside.
Yeah, Blindside.
Yeah, well, it's like every year there's going to be TV movies that get in there. That's
it could have been Lifetime.
Yeah,
I know.
And Valerie Bertinelli would have done a fine job in
Sandra Bullock. And she will. It has to be a TV series. Then they'll make a movie from the TV series and she'll be in that. That's like 10 years down the line.
No, I mean, that was... I think I told you this before. It's insulting that this huge African-American athlete can't make it to the NFL in himself. He needs this 5-foot-tall white girl to help him do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of insulting.
In the tradition of movies.
Even if it
and
is
movies,
supposed
movie
to
history.
Be a true story.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's not...
No, exactly.
It's a true story.
So, I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think I agree with you, Blindside shouldn't be there. But I'm, you know, up being in among the best pictures, I don't agree with.
Right.
Because when we get to the next category, I don't think it's the best animated film, so I certainly don't think it's the best, one of the best pictures, but whatever.
Right.
Yeah. I liked it, though. That's the thing. It's like, I did like it, but I thought it was really, really good. There's just stuff I like better, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, in my opinion, it should be Inglourious Basterds. I really think Avatar is going to win it.
I don't think it is. I really hope you're wrong.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
If you're talking about telling a story, there's no way it should. No way.
And before we get to the animated, Up in the Air, I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was well
written.
I liked it a
lot. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's my life story.
Yeah.
Except for... Really
you don't sit, you don't go run around firing people though. That's not all you do. That's all
no,
he
but,
did.
No, but I'm all about the frequent flyer miles.
I know you are.
United Airlines.
And I'm sure all the cards.
Oh,
that you
have them all.
And who has the best?
I know everything.
What are those when they sell you stuff?
Yeah.
Concierge. Those in-flight catalogs.
Yeah.
When they sell you
yeah,
junk.
The Sky Mall.
You're all about that stuff. I know you're all.
And
about
And I don't
the
buy any of those things.
I know you don't, but I know you know what the best stuff is and. You know where the best bars are in the
exactly.
hotel, in the airports.
Whether to stay in the hotel or whether to leave the hotel,
uh-huh.
and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's get to our best animated feature. Which so you've been in animation for how many years?
Wow, has it been over 20? Oh,
amazing.
It's been actually
30.
30.
30 years.
I guess it'd be 30.
First animated thing you worked on? Ted Albert.
Thing.
No.
As far as thing,
no.
The first thing I worked on was probably Flash Gordon at Filmation.
Flash the Gordon. Flash movie? Flash Gordon movie?
It was an animated movie.
Oh, I not, love not, the not, real not, Queen movie.
I'm sure you do. This is why we're such good friends.
I love
yeah,
that.
He legitimately loves good bad movies.
Flash.
He doesn't like they're so bad. Yeah, and you like Xanadu, I'm sure.
Xanadu's awesome.
Yeah, Xanadu is awesome, but it's been way for different reasons for
no,
you.
No, great soundtrack, same thing. Great
no,
soundtrack.
Great.
Never
great soundtrack, that's a good movie.
Horrible movie.
Yeah,
it's
but,
like, no, it's
I
great.
Say, I
it's
horrible.
Great, though. No, it's really entertaining.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
Always entertaining. It's just weird. And Gene Kelly's probably thinking, why the hell did I do that? Why? I've done so many movies. Why didn't I just said no? Just
okay, best animated feature. What do you think?
If you want to ask my prediction...
Yeah, pretty.
Now we have another guest here. We're not even haven't mentioned.
Yeah, him.
We have one of. Should we go there? We have
yeah,
one,
go ahead.
One of the frogs. He's really quiet, but he's one of the original frogs from Magnolia.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in my bar with.
And
I, actually,
if, remember when it rained in Magnolia? You heard this sound. Oh, that was
there again. There we go.
That was like a frog hitting your windshield.
Yeah. So he's here with us tonight for the first time. I just got him. Week ago, 2 weeks ago. He's actually wearing a St. Patrick's Day hat.
Yes.
It's almost St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, so if you're actually asking my prediction, I'm sure Up's going to win. For sure. There's no doubt about it. But if you're asking me what my favorite is, what I'm voting for is Coraline.
Right?
Okay.
And just so everybody knows that it's this podcast, the deal is on the nominations, the animators, people in the animation
industry pick those. We're the ones who put them on the ballot.
So
once you get on the ballot, everybody votes on those.
Right. So when they get on there, they're really for merit. When everybody votes on it, it's kind of a popularity contest.
Kinda.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it. That's kind of how I take it.
Yeah.
Or my take on it. So my favorite movie is Coraline by far. I shouldn't say by far. It's my favorite. Fantastic Mr. Fox, I absolutely love too. So I would be crazy nuts and thrilled if either one of those upset up, but it probably won't. I was disappointed that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs didn't get in there because I love that movie too. It didn't make the top five.
It was mm-hmm. very fun.
Princess and the Frog, I'm really happy about. I really love that movie
too. Because you worked on it?
I didn't.
You worked
work
on the trailer.
I worked on the TV spots for
whatever.
It. But I'm really happy because it's a 2D movie and I'm glad it got in there and it deserved to be there. So, anyway, like I said, I think Up's kind of a lock. I mean, nothing against Up's. I think it's great. But I just thought, as far as originality and something new, something I had seen before, definitely Coraline and Mr. Fox. Because, again, that's a really unique movie. I love Wes Anderson, so.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for joining us for the podcast.
It's over?
That was it. Oh, time flew. We're over, actually.
Okay.
But anyway, so we will join you again. Maybe we'll get a post-Oscar.
Okay.
Yes.
Oscar podcast.
We can hear about what happened in the bar and
uh-huh.
who we met.
Who was nice, who wasn't
last
nice.
Last year, just give them a preview.
Who
did we meet last year? We saw. I don't want to say we met them. Ron Howard.
Well, I met the cast of Slumdog Millionaire.
In the bathroom.
And they're all great guys. Yeah,
Rick waited outside the stall for
them. No, I was in the bathroom with them. I was like waiting outside.
How do you say it? Come on, say it once. $1 million.
Millionaire. Anyway,
so Rick waited outside the stall while that guy took a dump. But
they were in the urinal.
The millionaire guy was in the stall.
No, they were all lined up in the urinals. Like there's four of them.
Yeah.
And they're all talking about how nervous they are. It was really cool. And they're really nice guys. So that was neat. We met a bunch of other people too.
So anyway, well, thank you for joining us for the podcast. And like I said, we'll be back next month for another one. And you can get this podcast at the McCartyMetro.com, www.McCartyMetro.com. Music, courtesy of Bob and Carl. Thanks for joining us.